This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira. Wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام والحمد لله الذي هدانا بالإيمان الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We send our salutations upon the beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his friends. I pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Brothers and sisters, today is the day of Eid, a day of celebration, a day of happiness, a day of exchanging gifts, a day of feasting, a day of family, a day of congratulations. After 30 days of fasting, 30 days of intense worship, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we congratulate each other and Allah congratulates us with the celebration of Eid al-Fitr. Today, celebrate this achievement with family and with friends, and glorify the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah wants you to complete the number of days of fasting and to glorify Allah for that which He has guided you so that you may be grateful. Ensure to celebrate this day with your neighbors and also those who are less fortunate than you. After 30 days, the shayateen have now been released. And although they are released, it angers them to see the Muslims celebrating their achievements and strengthening their kinship and brotherhood. Today, we have defeated the shaytan. Shaytan is your clear enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Verily, the shaytan to humans are clear enemies. In Ramadan, we train to protect ourselves from the shaitan. Let's continue to defeat the shaitan from their plans, even after Ramadan. Save yourselves from major sins and from minor sins. Shaitan will entice you to do evil. He will whisper in your hearts and in your minds evil about your brother, about your sister, that you've worshipped Allah throughout Ramadan. That's enough. Now take a break. Shaitan will work hard. So work even harder and continue winning this battle with the shaitan. We pray that Allah protects us from the whispers of shaitan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters, do not leave your five daily prayers. In Ramadan, we learned the importance of the prayers. Let this Ramadan bring a positive change in you in regards to your prayers. Let this Ramadan have that positivity in your heart to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wake up for Fajr every single day. Pray your Dhuhr, even though you may be working. Pray your Asr, although you might be tired from a long days of work. Pray your Maghrib, although you may be entertaining your guests. Pray your Isha, although it might be time to sleep. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ وَبَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ تَرْكُ الصَّلَاةِ. Between a man and disbelief and shirk is to leave the prayer. Remember, the first question to be asked on the day of judgment will be about your salah. If your salah is good, then the rest of your deeds will be good. But if your salah is bad, then the rest of your deeds will be tainted. If you were a person that used to miss some fard prayers, then let this Ramadan bring that change that you will never leave your fard prayers again. If you were praying your fard prayers but used to miss many sunnah prayers, then let this Ramadan strengthen you to pray your sunnah prayers, especially the 12 rak'ah in the day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man salla ithnatay ashara rak'atan fil yawmi wal layla bunya lahu baytan bunya lahunna baytan fil jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever prays the 12 rak'ah in the day and night, a palace will be built for him in paradise. The two sunnah before Fajr, the four sunnah before Dhuhr, the two sunnah after Dhuhr, the two sunnah after Maghrib, and the two sunnah after Isha. The one who was already praying the fard and the sunnah, then let this Ramadan strengthen you to pray your tahajjud prayers daily. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا حِينَ يَبْقَى ثُلُثَ اللَّيْلِ الْأَخِيرِ يَقُولُ مَنْ يَدْعُونِي فَأَسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ مَنْ يَسْأَلُنِي فَأَعْطِيَهُ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُنِي فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah descends by His Majesty to the lowest sky every night in the last third of the night and says, who will make dua for me? I will answer. Who will ask from me? I am here to give. Who will ask forgiveness from me? I am here to forgive. And those brothers who pray, and inshallah, try your best to pray in masjid, in congregation. Let's continue to fill the masajid like we did during the month of Ramadan. One of the categories of people that will be under the shade of Allah on a day where there will be no shade but His is the one whose heart is attached to the masjid. And a prayer prayed in congregation, in the masjid, is 25 to 27 times better than the one who prays home alone. We ask Allah to strengthen us in our prayers and to never leave our prayers. Ameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters, in these 30 days, we became closer to Allah by reading and understanding the words of Allah. We recited the Quran. We would hear the Quran. Many of us even completed the entire Quran. Some of us memorized some parts of the Quran. And some of us took time to understand parts of the Quran. Do not be the one who now neglects the Quran. Do not be the one who now leaves the Quran. But be that Muslim who continues reciting, continues memorizing and understanding the Quran. Remember, this Quran will either be a hujjah for you or against you on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah to make us people who love the Quran, to make us memorizers of the Quran, and to grant us the ability to understand and implement the Quran. Ameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters, in these 30 days, we became charitable Muslims. Muslims who cared for the poor, the needy, the orphans, the widows, and all those who are less fortunate. Today, while we feast, our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world will not have much to eat. Today, while we wear our nice Eid clothes, our brothers and sisters elsewhere will have to wear that one pair that they may have. Appreciate what Allah has given you, and from those blessings, continue giving sadaqah even after Ramadan. Continue helping and supporting your brothers and sisters all around the world. Continue supporting your local masajid with your donations. One of the biggest regrets Muslims will have on the day when they die is the lack of sadaqah that they have given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And give in charity for what we have provided for you before death comes to any one of you, and you may say, Oh my Lord, delay my death or send me back for a little while so that I may give sadaqah and be from the righteous. Remember, Allah does not look at the amount that you give, but in the heart in which you give, even if it is small in amount. Also, while it is a day of celebration, please do not forget your brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Syria, in Turkey, in Yemen, in East Turkestan, in India, in Myanmar, and all the countries where there is suffering. Make dua for them. And I take this opportunity to ask Allah to ease the suffering of all our brothers and sisters around the world. We ask Allah to make us all charitable people throughout our lives and make us people who care for others. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, today is a day of joy and happiness, a day of celebration, a day of family. So with love, meet your family. Embrace your parents. Embrace your children. Strengthen the ties of kinship. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لا يدخل الجنة قاطع رحم. The one who breaks the ties of kinship will not enter paradise. In this day of Eid, even on the following days, as it may be difficult to meet all your families in one day, visit and meet your family. For the family who lives abroad, call them and congratulate them on Eid. Ask forgiveness from your relatives if you have done anything wrong. Exchange gifts between your family members. Call them over to your place and enjoy Eid together. Do not ever break the ties of kinship. Brothers fight with brothers. Sisters fight with sisters. Children fight with parents or vice versa. Remember, this life is very short. How many of your relatives have passed away? How many of our relatives, which may even include you, will pass away before the next Eid? Do not put yourself in a situation which you will regret. So do not listen to the whispers of shaitan and strengthen the ties of kinship. Today, celebrate with your children. Give them time. Give them gifts. Give them Eidi, money. Put a smile on their faces. We only have 2 yearly celebrations, so make the most of it and make it a memorable experience, especially for your children. Inshallah, from today, spread love and happiness with your family. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي وَأَنَا خَيْرُ لِأَهْلِي. The best of you are those who are best to your family, and I am the best to my family. We ask Allah to always keep our families united and to strengthen our kinship. Ameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Lastly, my brothers and sisters, let us all become good Muslims, righteous Muslims, pious Muslims, Muslims who are united. In this day of happiness, please do not wreck this happiness with debates about moon sighting. Avoid the talk completely and just make dua that our prominent scholars in Australia can come up with a united solution, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a promise of a palace is to be built for the one in the middle of paradise, for the one who leaves arguments even that he may be right. Brothers and sisters, become Muslims who are in constant remembrance of Allah. Muslims who are well prepared for their death. Muslims who through their da'wah in speech and action be the means of many embracing Islam here in Australia. Remember, there is a reason why Allah has placed you in this beautiful country of Australia. There is a reason why Allah has placed you in this beautiful city of Sydney. The non-Muslims don't really read the Quran. They don't really read the hadith, but they read you. So become the best ambassadors of Islam. I ask Allah to reward the committee members and organizers of MCYAS Mikyas for their tremendous work they did throughout Ramadan and for Eid. Wallahi, it is not an easy job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them for their dedication and commitment. I ask Allah to grant us all complete forgiveness. Save us from Jahannam and gather us together and celebrate together in Jannatul Firdaus. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. Wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Eid Mubarak to all of you. Kullu amin. وأنتم بخير تقبل الله منا ومنكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.